When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
I just want to say that what you're going through with your bachelor week at your house is so life-affirming for me and every other married guy who, when we hear our kids, our wife and our kids are going away for like a week, we're like, I'm going to be in the prime of my life. I'm going to do everything I never get to do with my family gone. And then every time it's happened to me, I have been the biggest bump on the log. All I do is miss my wife and kids, and then I do none of the things that I was planning on doing.
I've hated every minute of it, Nick. And leading up to it, a lot of people, I tell them, I'm like, wife is gone, baby's gone, it's going to be a week, and then they get excited for me. You can tell they get excited for me, and I'm like, no, this is going to be the most bored week I've ever been in my life, and I knew it was going to happen. And then now, I'm not even trying at this point. I got a buddy of mine inviting me over to come have dinner, and I'm like, I don't think that's going to happen. I think I'm just, it's incredible how I'm just committed to doing nothing right now.
So what's crazy, I think there's so many married guys out there that are in lockstep with how just useless and pathetic we become without our wife and children around. But two, it gets more like pathetic the closer the person is that you turn down.
Like when it's a 5-minute drive.
Yeah, no. See,
I could go there.
When it's a 30-minute drive, you can say like it's 30 minutes there, 30 minutes back.
Yeah, he's like, I know you got no one at the house right now. I know you're all by yourself. Yep. We'll hang out. We'll have some fun. And I'm like, yeah, had a lot on my plate tonight.
Yeah, 10-minute round trip. Oh, that's gonna.
I'm like, I got a lot on my plate tonight.
Cut into my feeling sorry for myself time. I just don't think I can do it.
It was, you know, the saddest part is, so they left on Sunday morning, and so Sunday I was like, I ordered way too much pizza. I was so excited. I'm like, I'm going to have all this pizza. I got all football, everything. And then I ordered two different extra large pizzas for myself. Why did I do that? I have no idea. And then I had the most pathetic display of eating pizza you'd ever have in your life. I ate three pieces and was done. I made this whole day around like, I'm going to have both TVs going with the football. It's going to be awesome. I'm going to eat a bunch of pizza and just kind of pig out and whatever. I ate three pieces, closed the box, and then that was it for me.
One of my neighbors in Charlotte used to call me. He said that he referred to me as sad bastard, Nick, on any, because I used to walk all around their neighborhood, which in our little conclave in the back of this neighborhood in Charlotte was like about four and a half miles if I walked it both ways. Mm-hmm. So, but I would always walk by his house, and it'd be like, and I always knew when Vanessa and the girls weren't there, because you walk slower. He's like, you walk like the Undertaker. There's no joy. You just kind of have your head down. It's like a couple times, like, he invited me, like, because they had in Charlotte, there's a lot more of those, like, garages. They turn into awesome bars. And they were big Boston fans. They had a really cool setup. And I'd just be like, nah, no thanks. I'm just going to finish my walk. And he's like, I was legitimately concerned for you. Like, I was going to go over and ask for your belt. Like, that's the level of concern. He's but like, I always knew when Ness and the girls were away, because it's the only time that you were just like, I just don't think I can.
The worst part I can do it. Is my wife's like, all right, you can watch all the shows that you want to watch that she doesn't necessarily care for and all these things. And so last night she's like, so what are you watching? Are you watching Ted Lasso? Are you watching? What are you watching? And I'm like, no, I've just put on football games and I've done nothing. Yeah. I've accomplished nothing. I've done nothing. I'm watching the Bears lose by a million. It's all not right. Great.
But this is, so for you and me specifically, this is exactly the reminder on why we should just worship our wives and our children and just remember this, because we would be miserable single men. All we would do is work. Yeah. Like, granted, all I kind of do is work now, but I at least have them to be like, Dad, we're going to go pick out a Christmas tree. Okay. And I love every second of it. But like, they, like, so, like, I never would have gone to Jamaica without Vanessa, like, being like, I really want to go to Jamaica. Okay, your wives
fine. Well, they make you be active participants in life. That's the real story here, right? Without them, we do nothing. We accomplish nothing.
Yes.
We basically cease to exist.
And these little siestas are nice reminders that we are useless without our wives.
Yeah, I could do a lot, you know, I could deal without a lot of the sunshine photos that she's sending me, though.
Oh, man.
I got a lot of sunset photos, a lot of photos of them looking like they're having a blast.
Now I got to put Vanessa on blast, because what she used to do is she would take the fun pictures, but then she would also complain about it. You know, like, complain about the kids being difficult, and I'd be like,
oh, no, that's nice.
It's like, all I want in my life is that to have those difficult little bleeps here.
Oh, you see, I'd kill for some complaints right now from my wife. It's just all sunshine and rainbows. I'm like, throw me in a, hey, our daughter had a fit this morning and was hard to deal with. And then I could be like, that's right. I'm here by myself and I'm living it.
It's a living wake. You're seeing what's going to happen. This is the ghost of future, of Christmas future, whatever the hell it is. I'm butchering the Dickens reference here. But this is why you can't die, or why you can't.
I was gonna say, it's a good thing I'm clearly going to die before her.
Yeah,
because I could not function afterwards.
Well, no, at that point, Charlotte's got to be old enough that she can just take care of you.
That's true. That's a good point.
Like my grandpa right now, my grandma's been a little sick, but he's got my aunt and my grandma living with him.
Mm-hmm.
The man's a king. The man lifts no fingers, because everybody's just like, hey, can I get you something? Can I get you something? And I'm like, that's the win right there. That's the win. Grandpa's got it figured out. He always has it figured out. That's my grandpa. 216-474-0092.
This isn't the mayor, is it?
This is the mayor.
That's the mayor?
The mayor of Lodi, Ohio.
I love that you have someone in your life that you guys call the mayor. I think that's so cool.
And here's the thing.
Like, he's Sean Casey.
Here's the thing. If you knew my grandpa, there'd be no doubts the man has been the mayor of a town. He is the mayor of every room he walks in. He's like, when you see like an old politician, wow, that was not great. Sorry, Grandpa. When you see somebody like a presidential figure that still comports themselves presidentially, and you're like, I see how that guy got elected, that is my grandpa.
Is it once a mayor, always a mayor? Is that the mentality there?
I think so,
like, yeah. If you're just a mayor once, then you're always just mayor?
Yeah, like, the man can talk to anyone, be happy to, he's always super interested, like, he really is the most interesting man in the world, and he's more dapper than me, he's better looking than me, he's clearly in better health than me at 84, he's just better than me in every way, and I just have to sit here and be like, okay, I'm more engaging than I am. The man's just better than me. I just have to accept that.
Yeah, sometimes it works out that way.
These things happen. We were talking about whether there's a quarterback. That got bleak real quick. Is there a quarterback?
Not for me, it didn't.
That can change.
You just got outclassed by an 84-year-old, but that's
Browns,
okay.
Hey, there's a lot of great 84-year-olds still roaming this earth. Thank you very much.
Yes, there are.
That can change the Browns' fortunes. Let's go with BP and Pepper Pike. What's up, buddy?
Hey, guys. How you both doing?
What's up, BP? Doing very well. What you got?
Good. I've learned a lot about both your families here in the last segment. Good stuff.
Hopefully it's good stuff.
Yeah, but I didn't want to go back to the Albert Breer interview. I thought he was, I agree with Jonathan, he was a lot more optimistic than I thought he was going to be about the Browns' fortunes. I mean, it's been such a rotten season, but to hear a national guy say, hey, it's not so bad here, it was a little bit encouraging. But going back to like your thoughts, you guys have mentioned Justin Fields, you mentioned Mac Jones. I mean, I agree, those kind of guys I do want to, you know, kick the tires on. But I'm going to mention one more name, and you're probably going to say no. And it might be, when you go back to Stefanski, he was in Minnesota when Kirk Cousins was having some good years. And I still think, I don't want to give up on this core of guys, you know, Myles Garrett, Denzel Ward, even Nick Chubb, you know, Judy now, you know, hopefully JOK is ready to go next year, Delpit. I mean, I think there's talent here. I really do. So I would like to see what they could do with a guy like Kirk Cousins. And when you think about it, yeah, he's 36, 37 years old, but his first couple of years he didn't play in the NFL. He was the backup to RG3. I don't know what's going on with him in Atlanta. Like last night, I think he threw the ball 17 times or something. It was really weird. So they must think there's something going on with him. Maybe he's physically not right, or maybe they think he's washed up a little bit. But I think the Browns could get Kirk Cousins. And I think under Stefanski, you know, if Stefanski comes back, it looks like he is. I mean, I think that possibly could be like a bridge quarterback. And then, again, I'm looking towards the 2026 draft. That's when I think we'll find our quarterback.
Yeah, but BP, the only problem with that, as Nick has pointed out here, is the idea that if Kirk Cousins gets you to 8 or 9 wins, and you're not going to be drafting in a spot well enough for the 2026 draft.
Yeah, I mean, but, you know, again, Kirk Cousins, actually, he could be really bad, too. And then he could get you to, like, you'll be a top 3 or 4 pick next year. It's almost, but at least, you know, you'll do it without all the horrible turnovers that Jameis Winston's giving you and all the, I mean, because you can't, when you look at Winston's stats, he's got, you know, 12 touchdowns and 13 interceptions or something. It's just ugly. Or at least Mac Jones or, you know, those guys take care of the ball a little bit better. So at least there's potential. At least it gives the fan base something, too. I mean, 9-8 sounds pretty good around here. Or, you know, 8-9 or 7-10. But with Winston, I think it's just going to be 3-14 again. I don't think the Browns can live with the way, you know, the turnover has been horrible. But Mac Jones, you know, you remember he once torched the Browns when he was with the Patriots. He killed us back in 2021. Again, that's a long time ago. But I think there's potential there. I think he probably would do well under Stefanski. I'd like, a year ago, back in March of 2024, I thought the Browns should have looked into Justin Fields. I thought they made a huge mistake. Just, you know, and the Bears, you know, gave him away for a 6th-round pick. So, I mean, I like some of the ideas you guys have mentioned, but I don't want to just, you know, give up on the Browns. And I don't know what they're going to do with Watson. That's like the $64 million question.
Mm-hmm. BP, so there's a few things, buddy. We appreciate your call, okay? Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
Guys. Take care, Nick. Take care, John.
Thank you so much. I'm already doing it. I can't help it. I love the holidays so much. I'm going to tell everybody happy holidays.
BP's a happy Hanukkah guy.
That's why I said happy. That's why I went to happy holidays, because I remembered. Everybody.
That was the save. So, yeah, sticking a save by you. Good job.
Trying to. So this is the perceptional thing that I'm talking about. Jameis' interceptions, massive problem. No one's saying they're not. Kirk Cousins has thrown 16 this year. Mac Jones in his best season in New England threw 13. To 22 touchdowns, and Mac has 7 interceptions this year.
Hey, Mac did make a Pro Bowl in a year where he beat out Josh Allen.
Don't make me do the Pro Bowl
People
thing.
People don't forget. Hey, he beat out Josh Allen, though.
Don't make me bleep all over.
That was the year that Josh Allen went to the AFC title game, by the way. That was an interesting season for Josh Allen.
Is there a quarterback out there that can change the Browns' fortunes in 2025? That, and in case we missed it, on 92.3 The Fan.